Amazing what shows are getting commissioned here at Radio National Summer Breakfast. They're letting almost anyone in, but somebody who totally deserves her place and is, I'm sure, not a member of the Lonely Hearts Club, finance reporter Elise Morgan. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Julian. International markets have had a tough night of trade, being dragged into the red on concerns about China's strong economic growth. Growth accelerated in the fourth quarter to 9.8%, beyond economist expectations. Property and construction outperformed other sectors. Building investment lifted 24% and land sales to developers rose by 70%. Global investors fear the strong economic growth will force China's central bank to further tighten monetary policy and thereby soften demand for metals. Overnight, the copper price fell to its lowest level in a month. Oil prices slumped more than 2% and spot gold fell to its lowest level since November. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has come back from its intraday lows, boosted by a fall in jobless claims and a 60% lift in quarterly profit at investment bank Morgan Stanley. The Dow is currently up 8 points to 11,834. The S&P 500 index is flat. The Nasdaq's dropped 0.5%. London's FTSE 100 fell 108 points to its lowest closing in 5 weeks. Miners dragging the market down. To the local market, and futures trade indicates a negative open. The ASX SPY 200 is currently down 0.25% to 4,762. Oil slipped overnight, and West Texas crude oil is fetching $88.8 a barrel. Tapis crude is at $101.6 a barrel. Spot gold is down to $1,351 an ounce. The Australian dollar has fallen over 1% against the greenback. It's now down nearly 4% since the beginning of the year, and that makes it the worst performing currency in the G10. The Aussie's now buying 98.8 US cents. It's buying 62 British pence, 73 euro cents, and 82 Japanese yen. And that's this morning's market report.